You have any instruments? Do you have any instruments? Do you have any instruments? Cutters or anything to keep the time? Okay, we don't. So we use the hands.
Yeah.
So. So what should I do?
Whatever you want to do.
So I have 10 minutes. 10 minutes. So we don't have instruments and okay, 10 minutes I will talk about the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. Just 10.
One dance floor.
Yeah, okay.
How do you mean? One dance floor meaning
again? You know, we can do it very short. We don't, you know, we can do the chapter very, very,
yeah,
very quickly. We may even repeat it some other time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hare Krishna, everybody. Some attention, please. Thank you for coming here for the 10 next minutes. Next 10 minutes we are going to speak about the Bhagavad Gita. I was invited here to say something about the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, but the time is very short, and in 5-10 minutes it's very difficult to explain one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, although the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is pretty short. It's just 28 shlokas, but there is a lot of philosophy, a lot of things to say. Anyway, we try to be short and hopefully interesting. So the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is characterized by questions, 8 questions that Arjuna poses in front of Sri Krishna. These 8 questions are, so basically we have 1 minute for each question. we'll try to do that. First question, what is Brahman? Second question, what is Atma? Third question, what is Karma? And then, what is the material manifestation? Then what are the devas? Then, the next verse, where the super soul or the supreme soul, Paramatma, stays in the human body, and how he lives, so what does he do? What is he doing in our body? Then, and how to know him at the end of life. So basically, in 9 minutes, we had to summarize an encyclopedia of Indian philosophy. We'll try to do that. First of all, the word Brahman means spiritual, transcendental. So Brahman, in this specific case, although it may refer to anything which is of spiritual nature, Brahman in this case, Krishna says in his answers to Arjuna's question, that in this case Brahman refers to the individual soul, which is us, one of us. There is the supreme soul and the individual soul. There is the Parabrahman and there is the Anubrahman, and the Anubrahman is ourselves. And the Atma is the spirit soul which is within the body. As we had occasion, I don't know if any of you were present in the last lectures on the Bhagavad Gita we gave here, we explained the difference between the soul and the body. And the Bhagavad Gita is very clear in saying that there is a very strong difference. The difference is that the body is like a machine for the soul. We are the soul. So if we only understand this simple concept, the whole of our life would change completely. Because right now, many spend their whole life behind the needs of the body, but the word body will go, so this is a waste of time. Sramahivai Kevalam says in the Bhagavatam, Lord Sri Krishna said that anything we do for the benefit of the body will last up to the body will be alive. which is just a few years. Then karma, what is karma? Everybody here knows what is karma. Karma is action, but karma is also a reaction. Since there is no action without a reaction, it is impossible that there is a reaction without an action. So when we think that God is unjust because something bad happens to innocent people like kids or people who apparently did not do anything to deserve horrible things like diseases or death, etc., we had to know that whoever thinks in this way is ignorance. Actually, it's impossible that anyone gets anything in his life without having deserved it in this life or in other lives. Other lives is because we are eternal. So we didn't take birth when we enter into this body. We had other bodies. So we may be paying something that we earned in previous lives. So this is karma. Material manifestation is a field of action for the souls who do not want to be with the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world. You don't want to be with Krishna, then you come in this world and you play to be Krishna with your Radharanis and your sons, etc. And this is just a play, it's just a game. This is total illusion. When the soul decides again to go in the spiritual world, then he gets a vidya, he gets knowledge. And then the super soul lives in the body, in our bodies. So this is the Paramatma. Why Lord Sri Krishna enters as a Paramatma, in four-handed Paramatma in the human bodies? This, he does it to give suggestions to the soul. And he tells them, what are you doing? You are wasting your time, especially in the human body. Wasting your time. Don't do this. Go to the temple, chant Hare Krishna, and study the Bhagavad Gita. This is the best way to spend the little time we have, especially in the human bodies. And how does he live? He lives giving suggestions continuously. This is precisely described in Shastra, what Krishna, in the form of Paramatma, does in human bodies. And we arrived with supersonic speed at the last question, the eighth question, and how to attain you, how to reach you, how can I come back to you. I have understood Arjuna is saying that life in this material body is illusory, is false. So now how do I go back to real life? And Sri Krishna will take quite a few verses explaining to Krishna that it's a question of consciousness. Consciousness is the result of what we do, what we think, what we feel during the whole life. It's not that what we think at the moment of death that will give us liberation. This is not correct. It's the state of being, the state of consciousness that we have at the moment of death that will give us a different body. Material body, if our consciousness is materialistic, or spiritual body, if our consciousness is spiritual. So that's why it's not enough just to have the idea, yes, I will do whatever I want in this life, then at the end of the life I will sing to Krishna. This is not enough. We have to live in Krishna consciousness the whole our life, so that when we come at the last moment of our life, we will not be able to think of anything else apart than Sri Krishna. In this way, when the consciousness is completely spiritualized, at the moment of death we leave this material body with these illusions, and then we go back to the spiritual world. So this is basically the eighth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, characterized by eight questions and answers by Sri Krishna, and everything in 28 verses. So I think I did a good job in utilizing only 10 minutes for this. I don't know if we have a couple of minutes for one question. If we don't, I thank you, all of you, for attention, and I wish you a wonderful new year in Krishna consciousness. please come to the temple and read Bhagavad Gita and chant Hare Krishna, chant the mantras. Of course, all of you are businessmen and or family men. You have to think to your family. But fine, sometime, especially early in the morning, just to be with yourself, with the deities in your home, and just close yourself, yourself and the name of the Supreme Lord. And that will give you great benefit. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.